The Gemara daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph brings down the sheet of Rav Elazar that a kaveris, a beehive, is considered mechubel karka, legabi all different dinim, we treat it as if it's mechubel karka. And what's the marker for this? Gemara says, my time with Rav Elazar, the chsiv, the pasuk says, and Shmuel v'yitbol oisa b'yaris hadvash ma yar, tosh v'nei b'shabes chayim chathas, v'dvash v'nei b'shabes chayim chathas. The Gemara says that we refer to dvash as a yar, we compare it to a yar. So in fact, Gemara, what does dvash have to do with a yar? In what sense is a beehive like a yar, like a forest? So the Gemara darshan is a hekesh, just like a yar is considered mechubel karka, is mechubel karka, and yachai for being tosh b'shabes. So we're makesh a kaveris, a beehive to a yar, and a kaveris also is considered mechubel karka, and yachai for being tosh a beehive. Now the pella is, if you look in Rashi and Sefer Shmuel, in that pasuk, so in Shmuel Aleph, Perkei Dalad, and when the pasuk over there says that v'yitbol isa b'yaris advash, Rashi says a couple times over there, he says in pasuk chafhei l'mashal, says v'yihi dvash dvash kanim gadol ba'aretz, gadol ba'aretz Yisrael, and then he says, so it's pretty clear from Rashi, we're talking about sugar cane, it's talking about sugar that grows from the karka. Again, in pasuk chaf zayin, he says b'yaris advash b'kanah hadvash, v'vitasim b'suf. And he says that Lashon Yishmol, that this dvash is called sukkar belaz. So basically Rashi learns that these are reeds, these are kanim of dvash, it's like a sugar cane, and it's something that grows from the karka, and that's what the dvash is that we're talking about. We're not talking about a bee, we're talking about dvash that actually grows from the karka. That's how Rashi learns the pasuk of Yarim Divshi as well, in Shir HaShirim. So if Rashi, they're talking about a sugar cane, l'char, there's no raya b'chlal, to a blazer, that a beehive it's considered a mechubar, because we're not talking about a beehive, we're talking about sugar, which actually does grow from the karka. So it's a shugel pel on Rashi, how Rashi could be mefarish the pasuk l'chayr kenegi the gemara. But it could be the pshat is very pasha, that this is all the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer holds its mechubar karka, and he learns it out from this pasuk. But the chachamim disagree, the chachamim hold that a beehive is not considered a mechubar. And the shayla is, what do chachamim do with this pasuk of Yaris Hadvash, and we compare a yar to dvash, seems to be the beehive is mechubar, what do they do with that? So it could be that the pshat is, the chachamim disagree with Rav Elazar, and they hold that this pasuk is not talking about a beehive, it's talking about regular sugar cane, and that's why it's considered a yar. Now that is no rye over here, bechal, that a beehive is considered mechubar lekaka, that could goofa be the machlekes between Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan, how to understand this pasuk. With Rav Elazar, it's talking about a beehive, Lefi the chachamim is talking about sugar, and therefore there's no rye that a beehive is mechubar lekaka. So Mimele, Rashi and Shmuel is going Lefi Shitas Chachamim, which is a kipshutai that's talking about sugar canes and not about a beehive, and Mimele, it's not shver from this Gemara.